We asked the question, should basic items, the price of basic food items, should they be capped, not regulated, not zero VAT rated as some basic commodities are, particularly brown bread? You would know the cost of a loaf of bread, of course. I doubt the president knows the cost of a price of bread off the top of his head. Last week, I paid 18 Rand for a loaf of blue ribbon at the local store. Yesterday, as I paid, pushed forward the loaf of bread, placed a 20 Rand note on top of that loaf. Gentlemen scanned it, took the whole 20 Rand. No change, no 2 Rand change for some sweeties at the end of that transaction. It's a 2 Rand, that's not really a big deal for me. If not for sweets, it lays in a compartment in my car. And if someone asks for alms at the intersection, then I'll gladly pass that over to them. But 2 Rand could mean much more to others, of course. We're speaking to the Consumer Commission. We're talking about recent food price increases that the Competition Commission claims is an indicator of opportunism by retailers. Joining me now, Kagiso Zwane is the economist at the Competition Complaints Commission. You're looking into an investigation of particularly those basic items that I mentioned: bread, cooking oils, maize meal, rice, flour, margarine, pasta. These are prices that have steadily increased over the last few months, if not years. Kagiso, good morning.
Good morning, Lester. Yeah, that's perfectly correct. The Commission is concerned about price increases in staple foods for the reasons that you mentioned. These foods are an important part of the consumption basket of many South Africans, especially the poorest South Africans. And so any increases should be investigated or should be probed, because they have a wide-reaching impact on just our general welfare as a country.
But the food value chain is long and complex, from producer, from farmer, to on your shelf at your local grocery store. Everything comes into play, whether it be international issues out of our reach, the Eastern European conflict, rising fertilizer prices coming out of Russia, whether it be load shedding, logistics costs, whether it be insurance because of the risks of protests along major highways, the N3 between Durban and Johannesburg. Mentioned load shedding before, the price of petrol and diesel to transport all these things. When we say that there is indication that retailers are being opportunistic, can we also not say that they are very, very complex contributors to the price of food?
Yeah, many things are true right now. In the present moment, there are several factors that could be placing upward pressure on food prices. As the Commission, I think our concern is a simple one. It's that those pressures are transmitted at only when necessary, and importantly, that they aren't over-transmitted in a way that then results in unfair prices to consumers, or just to bolster the profit margin of these major firms along the value chain, simply because the multiple cost pressures present an opportunity to expand margins more than otherwise would be necessary.
As the Competition Commission noted, other sectors of our economy that have been affected, particularly because of the impact of load shedding. The reason is retailers have said, we've invested a lot of money into our generating capacity, self-generating capacity, solar capacity at our stalls and our major stalls and outlets. We haven't even brought and factored that into the price or transferring that price yet. Are we seeing the impact of load shedding and a poor electricity grid and its impact on the price of food, basically foodstuff, on our consumers?
In the coming months, I think we certainly are going to see the impact of load shedding and the measures being taken to protect retailers from load shedding. I mean, we're already noting from at least the listed retailers who are required to send information out to the market, the cost of diesel going up, And then, of course, there could be major investments in going off-grid if people see that necessary. So in the coming months, I think, you know, food price monitoring is going to be important as those investments are made, just to ensure that the increases that are passed through are to as great a degree possible, you know, concomitant with that investment and aren't then a used, and that those investments aren't used as a cover to pass on larger increases than what the investments call for. But I don't think we can run away from the fact that load shedding is placing upward pressure on products across the economy, not just foodstuffs, and that at some point consumers unfortunately have to pay more to have those products met, delivered in these circumstances.
We spoke to independent agri-economist Kobus Loubser earlier this week, I think on Monday, and he said the price from farmer to that at end retailer is completely distorted, and that he says what the farmer gets is far less than what is then processed and then put on the shelf. Are you seeing that farmers, the price, for example, of maize being charged by farmers, yes, being a far lower proportion of the retail price at the end of the cycle?
Exactly. We've seen that in cooking oil with respect to sunflower seed, and we have seen that in maize. So in this report, the 8th edition, we highlight that has happened in maize meal, where the contribution of that grain to the end price of maize meal is lower than it's been in a very long time. This could be just delayed transmission effects, but it could also then mean that along the value chain, people are adding margins for whatever reason, whether it's profits or to cover increasing costs, but that ultimately results in the end consumer paying less for the actual good that they're buying, i.e. the maize from the farmer, than they were before.
I don't know if the Competition Commission has a mandate to comment on this, and I'd maybe like to ask you to weigh in your opinion as a foodie economist, but there has been some effort to safeguard consumers. I think there could be a lot more in terms of particularly zero rating items, particularly brown bread, I know. But what would be the impact or the insulation of consumers if, from a policy perspective, government were to say we are going to set a set fixed price for something as simple as bread, not zero rated, but a fixed price for a standard loaf of bread in South Africa? Is that viable?
Look, I think the complication with setting a fixed price or a maximum price would be what happens when there are genuine cost increases that outstrip that price. You know, there's always a risk with that form of intervention that costs legitimately exceed what that price is, and then, you know, you might see shortages in supply as producers try to restrict supply. So I think in that particular case, it would have to be thought of quite well. But Lester, you do point to something important. There is a need for, you know, the government, retailers, food producers to come together and really think about how to protect the poor in particular from price increases. Even if they are legitimate, we can't run away from the fact that in a high poverty, high unemployment context, any price increase has far-reaching consequences on welfare. So there is a need for that policy innovation around how to protect the poor, and it could translate into subsidies for certain categories of goods mostly consumed by the poor, or in very extreme circumstances like sudden emergencies that might be caused by floods, etc., in a climate change context, something like price regulation might be necessary, at least for a while.
Kagiso Zwane, economist at the Competition Complaints Commission. Your thoughts, Silester? Healthy basics like fruits and veg should be capped so that these can become staples that everyone can afford, which would enable a healthier population and benefit the country's health system. Another one here, another message. Hi, Lester. A person receiving a grant can buy one loaf of bread for only 17 days. How are the majority of South Africans supposed to survive? Important point there. 021-446-0567. Add your thoughts to this conversation. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.